Well, what do we make of the weekend? It was just sensational, weather-wise, and, well, my footy team lost, but the royal wedding, not going to watch it. Ended up watching it with millions, billions of others around the world. And once again, the British show, they are the people to go to for world events, for events that unite every walk of life. I mean, there were hundreds of thousands of people from all walks of life out in the sunshine there at Windsor at the weekend. The bride looked stunning. The whole thing was done terrifically well. But then we get to the 14-minute speech of Bishop Curry. Now, you've got to say, I love people talking with passion. He obviously believes in what he's talking about. But it does bring up some great analogies. And there he was, Bishop Curry. Some of the faces like Elton John in the crowd, even the bride and groom, had a bit of a mystified look on their face, but he did speak with passion.
I want you and that young man to tie that knot.
Yeah, that's what Reverend Brown said as far as Coming to America, the movie. We'll get to that shortly, but here is Bishop Curry.
He wasn't getting anything out of it. He gave up his life. He sacrificed his life for the good of others, for the good of the other, for the well-being of the world, for us. That's what love is. Love is not selfish and self-centered. Love can be sacrificial. And in so doing, becomes redemptive.
Yeah, he was jumping around. He was so passionate about what he did. It did bring up, similarities to Coming to America. Do you remember that great film starring Eddie Murphy, James Earl Jones, but also Arsenio Hall as the preacher, Reverend Brown, in Coming to America? Now, do you think Bishop Curry may have taken, you know, bits and pieces out of the great Reverend Brown speech in Coming to America? I'll let you be the judge, Triple M listeners.
I want you and that young man to tie that knot. I'm going to pray for you. And I want you to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because he helped Joshua fight the Battle of Jericho. Yes. He helped Daniel get out the lion's den. He helped Gilligan get off the island. Lord.
I want to talk to you now.
Strawny.
For breakfast.